Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport, coming to answer all your colour and style questions. Thank you for sending them in to me. Let's see who's first today. Sherry said, this is a bit of a long one, I have medium blonde hair, light skin and caramel eyes, making me medium low value contrast. So we're talking blonde, light. If I wear a dark top with a light bottom, this is wrong for my A shape. True. But if I wear both a dark bottom and dark top, it's not enough value contrast between the two garments and it's too dark for my ideal value. So can I wear medium dark tops at all, like a dark teal, and if so, how? So two things to think about here. We've got the value contrast. We've also got the A shape figure flattery issue. Firstly, let's just talk about A shapes. Generally, with the guidelines for dressing an A shape is darker on the bottom and lighter on the top. So notice I'm saying darker and lighter. It doesn't have to be really dark and really light. It just has to be that one item is darker than the other item. That's a really important distinction to remember, because whatever is lighter will come forward and be more obvious. So therefore, it's going to draw attention to itself. So therefore, when we are thinking about dressing that that A body shape, just go darker on the bottom. So ideally what we want to do is, if we've got medium blonde hair, which is a bit darker than my hair, I'd say we're probably looking, you know, that kind of darker blonde. And the fair skin, so I've got that kind of medium low value contrast. There's a little bit of difference. There's not no difference. What we're thinking is about is we could wear a medium value bottom and a medium light value top. I would generally not wear too many really dark tops, like the dark teal. If you have a dark teal top, it's going to be kind of, unless you wear a light colored jacket or something over the top, or cardigan. So some sort of light top over the top will help to, again, bring the ideal value back up. But also it might create too much value contrast for you. So this is where it's trickier. If you want to wear that column of colour, so you want to wear that darker top and darker bottoms, think about wearing a medium light scarf, or a scarf that's got a blended pattern that steps through from the dark to the light colour. That is the easiest way to wear something that's outside of your value contrast, is put it with something that has all those steps, usually a pattern of some sort to do that. If it's the middle of summer and it's hot, and the last thing you want to do is add any extra layers, really we are then thinking about going with colours that are more related to your overall ideal value. So this is where, you know, so for me, my ideal value is light, and you'll notice I wear a lot more light tops, but I do wear some medium kind of value tops. And they very much relate, you know, medium to dark, and they actually relate to my eye colour. So generally, but I won't go much darker than my eye colour. If I do go darker, what I'll do is I'll make sure I'm adding something lighter over the top to draw that, you know, the lightness back into my look, particularly in my portrait area. And also, I am trying to step it. So if I have a really dark bottom, so, you know, especially in the middle of winter here, I've got, you know, some dark, you know, and I wear dark stockings, like black stockings, black boots, things like that, dark colored jeans, then I'll put a medium top on and then a light topper. So what I'm doing is I'm having the light, the medium and the dark all in my outfit, instead of just going straight light dark, which can be a little bit too stark. So it's just thinking too that when we're thinking about with an A shape having a darker bottom, it doesn't have to be really dark. I would be looking for more medium dark neutrals that are receding. So thinking about those colours that are more receding, so our blues and greens and then our other neutrals, but not the warm neutrals, not the kind of warm orangey camel-y neutrals so much, and not any sort of warmer colour, so reds and oranges and yellows, which are warmer and are a bit more advancing. So they're going to draw attention to themselves. So think about more blues and greens and violets, or our neutrals, our greys, our, you know, some of our, you know, browns, our, you know, navies, those kind of colours. But they don't have to be the really dark version of them. And I think that's the real key thing to remember here, is we're always saying it's darker and lighter. So you just want your top to be lighter than your dark bottom. So if you have this dark tail top and you love it, can you wear something lighter over the top? Can you even put it with a scarf or something that has the right, you know, medium lightness for you as well? Or, you know, some large piece of jewelry. It needs to be a large scale piece of jewelry. If we're going to add jewelry to create that value contrast, generally we have to have a pretty large scale. Something fine and dainty just is not enough to make it noticeable. And, you know, and this is why sometimes too skin can come in. If it's in summer and we're sleeveless and it's a lower cut, our skin creates some of that value contrast when we've got that. But that's better for the high value contrast, generally not as good for the medium low value contrast that you are. So hopefully there's some little things there to think about this darker and lighter. And that if you want to wear a column of color, then how do you bring back some of that lightness that you really need in your outfit using accessories as well? There we go. Next question. This one comes from Silky. Our son seems to have inherited my husband's warm skin tone and my cool blue eyes. I dress him in warm beige and cool blue because it seems to work best. Is it possible to have mixed colouring? The thing is, with little kids, they've got such beautiful clear skin and all that sort of stuff. It's very hard to do colour analysis on young people. It's much easier as we get older. And this is because we get more blemishes, we get more things, we look more tired, we get some under-eye bags, all those sorts of things that become more apparent when we're doing a colour analysis. I would suggest, and this is where blue eyes, really there can be warmer blues, cooler blues, and you'll see that in both warm and cool people. So I would actually suspect if he has got a warm beige and those warm beiges suit him, I'd say he has warm colouring. It's just he hasn't fully come into that yet. I generally find I don't really do colour analysis until someone's about 15. I think until that point, it's actually quite hard to figure out, and they are changing. Little kids' eyes, generally everybody is born with blue eyes, or most people are born with blue eyes, and then the colours change. Some people's change faster and some slower. And I noticed my son, his eyes changed quite a lot in probably the first 10 years of his life. There were some significant differences in his eye colour. So I would suggest that your son's eyes are still changing, so don't take them as he's got mixed colouring. Just say his eye colour is changing. It seems to be, it's one of those things that I think a lot of pigment comes with age. Like my kids both had blue eyes when they were born. Now my daughter is kind of an olivey green eye. You know, and my son is a kind of lighter hazel, but he was much bluer for longer than she was. But they are both have warm colouring. So I would suggest that really he's only young, his eye colour is still changing. I would suggest he's probably warm like your husband. He just hasn't yet got his eye colour, and that's probably not going to come until he's 10 or 15 years old, where kind of colour starts to really kind of come into its own. This is when, you know, we can have, you know, very light. If you think about kids, you can have often, you know, platinum blonde hair as a small child, but mousy brown by the time you're 20. Colours change quite a lot in that first 20 years. So this is why I tend to avoid doing too much colour analysis on young kids. Also too, they've got such perfect skin and everything that they can, you know, wear in many ways many more things because they have amazing skin and a youthful, glowing, healthy look about them. Okay, last question for this morning. Lindy, if I am neutral plus two colours, would it be better to wear a different colour necklace to the shirt or jacket colour? And should I put another or more pops of colour somewhere else, such as a bracelet, to make it not so long? So if you need to wear two colours, a necklace can do it, a scarf can do it. You don't have to put it too many places, but if you want, you can repeat it other places. It often creates a little nice, you know, like tic-tac-toe or a join the dots if we use that, repeat that colour more than once. But today, I mean, in my brooch, I've got, you know, some pink and some green with the blue. But the rest of my outfit is just blue. I've got blue jeans on, blue jumper, you know, everything about, you know. So you don't have to put extra colours in if you don't want to. So if you are wearing a piece of jewellery, it can be just the piece of jewellery is enough, as long as you are wearing some colour. The thing I notice about people who have got more colour contrast, they need to be wearing at least one colour that's an obvious colour rather than something subtle that could almost be a neutral version of a colour. They look so much better wearing colour. So, you know, it's better for you to go, I'll avoid the neutral and wear two colours than just wearing, you know, mostly neutral with a tiny pop of colour. So if it was just a tiny pop of colour, it's probably not quite enough. But if you're wearing some block of colour, one of your, you know, if you've got a top in a colour, you know, adding a second colour in a necklace or something, absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can repeat it in some other element. There we go. I actually have some colours repeated in my ring. But it's only a small proportion and doesn't matter so much. So don't really have to if you don't want to. Totally up to you if you want to, you know, add that second colour in more places. Particularly if you've got an add a coloured shoe, I always think it's good to add it back somewhere else, closer to your face and your outfit. And that's where having the shoe, something closer to your waist. So what we're doing is we're moving the eye step by step up the body to create that relationship between those colours rather than just having some random coloured shoe that relates to nothing else in your outfit. But if you are wearing some jewellery, a necklace or something, yeah, you can repeat it. You don't have to. I mean, often I'll repeat, if I'm wearing something, you know, in a necklace colour, I might repeat a small earring, which might have the same colour. And they might only be very small earrings, not feature ones like these are. But it can be just that little bit that just draws the eye and creates that harmony and balance. So there you go. Thank you for your questions. If you're really confused about, you're going, what is this colour and value contrast? What is she talking about? Got lots of blog posts about it. Head over to the blog, just type in contrast into the search bar and you will find lots of information there. Of course, come to the podcast episode and the weekly, you know, Q&A style videos where I put lots of links in for you to find more information about what I've been talking about in these episodes. And also too, if you would like to know what your color and value contrast is, you can either go through my three-step process yourself and figure it out, or if you'd like my professional opinion, I give that as part of it, as a colour consultation, which is included in the 7 Steps to Style program, which really is the full style program that gives you all the knowledge. It empowers you to really get a hold of your style, stop wasting money on clothes that you don't wear, that clothes that, you know, don't work for your figure, don't flatter your colouring, don't create, you know, don't feel right. Often one of those questions that people will say is like, you know, I don't know who is me. And that's part of what is in this program, is to work out like why you personally like some stuff and not others. Because for me, that was one of the most revealing parts when I did my image consultant training, was understanding that link between personality and my clothing choices, what made me feel comfortable, what made me feel uncomfortable. You know, and therefore why, when I bought things that I thought I liked, or I liked them because somebody else was wearing them, on me they just weren't right. And I think the more knowledge you have, the more wisdom, the more empowered you'll feel, and the better your chances of, you know, buying the right things, it just goes up exponentially. I mean, most of us have wasted a fortune on clothes over the years. So, you know, a small investment that actually lasts the rest of your life. Please do email me your colour and style questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I look forward to answering them another time. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.